بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن لكم في الأنعام لعبرة نسقيكم مما في بطونها ولكم فيها منافع كثيرة ومنها تأكلون وعليها وعلى الفلك تحملون ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره أفلا تتقون فقال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه ما هذا إلا بشر مثلكم يريد أن يتفضل عليكم ولو شاء الله لأنزل ملائكة ما سمعنا بهذا في آبائنا الأولين إن هو إلا رجل به جنة فتربصوا به حتى حين قال رب انصرني بما كذبون فأوحينا إليه أن اصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا فإذا جاء أمرنا وفارت النور فاسلك فيها من كل زوجين اثنين وأهلك إلا من سبق عليه القول منهم ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا إنهم مغرقون. And you have an instructive lesson, an instructive example in animals. From within their bellies we produce for you a drink, milk, and therein for you are numerous benefits, and from the meat you eat. And upon them and in ships you ride. Indeed, we had sent Nuh alayhi salam to his people, and he commanded them, "My people, worship Allah Ta'ala alone. You have no God besides him. Will you people not fear?" The leading disbelievers from his people said, "He is no more than a man like yourselves. His wish is only to assert his authority and superiority over you. And had Allah Ta'ala wished to send down messengers, he would have sent down malaika for the same purpose. We have not heard about this. In our fathers of old, he is no more than a man that is possessed. So wait for him for some time to see what's the outcome of his mission." So he pleaded to Allah Ta'ala, "Oh, my Rabb, do help me, for my people accuse me of falsehood." Henceforth, we had commanded him, "Construct the ark under our supervision and by our command." Then when our command comes to pass and the fountains begin to gush from within the earth, then take with you from every species pairs, male and a female, as well as your household, except those against whom the word of Allah Ta'ala has already been decreed. And do not address me any longer about people doing wrong, for they are to be drowned. Then when you have embarked, as well as those that are with you on the ark, then say, 'All praise be to Allah, the one who has saved us from people that do wrong.' And say, 'My Rabb, do disembark us with all your blessings and barakat, for you are the best to grant hospitality. Inna fi dhalika la ayat, in these are signs, and indeed we put man to trial." and after them we had raised another generation. We sent to them our Rasul from amongst them, again with the same command, worship Allah Ta'ala alone. You have no God besides Him. Will you people then not fear? Then the leading kuffar from amongst his people said, the leading kuffar from amongst his people who rejected the meeting of the hereafter said, whereas we had granted them the good things of this life, but yet they had said, he is no more than a man like yourselves, he eats like you people eat, and he drinks like you people drink. And if you were to obey a man like yourselves, then indeed you are in a serious loss. Does he promise you that when you die and reduced to bones and dust, you will be brought forth? Far, very far is that which you are being promised about. There is no more than this present life of ours. We live and we die, and we aren't the one to be raised from the graves. He is no more than a man who invents a lie against Allah Ta'ala, and really we are not the ones to believe in him. Then did he cry out, my Rabb, do help me, for they accuse me of falsehood. So Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua and said, very shortly these people will be covered with regrets. Then the mighty blast had overtaken them according to the promise of Allah Ta'ala, according to the true promise of Allah Ta'ala, the mighty blast had overtaken them and had made them like the scum or dead leaves. فَبُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Then away with those people who do wrong. Then after them we had raised many generations. No people could exceed their term. They couldn't hurry the term that Allah Ta'ala had appointed for them, nor could they delay the term. And thereafter we had sent our Rasuls in succession. Then each time a Rasul came to its people, they had rejected him, and we had followed them up one after the other in destruction and reduced them to tales. Then away with those people who do not believe. Then did we send Musa alayhi salam and Harun, his brother, with our signs and manifest proofs to Fir'aun and his chiefs. Then they were proud and a people given to arrogance. And they said, will we believe in two men like ourselves, whereas their people are our subjects, our slaves? So they rejected them and they were destroyed at the end. It bestowed Musa alayhi salam the divine scripture that they may receive guidance. And further, we had made the son of Maryam, Isa alayhi salam, and his mother a sign from amongst our signs. And we granted them shelter to a high land, place of security furnished with springs. This verse, فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا عَالِينَ, proofs upon proofs are displayed before them, presented signs, miracles. But when a person has given himself, he's assigned himself to pride and arrogance, then it is difficult for him to come back on cause. فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا عَالِينَ. They were proud, given to arrogance, saying, should we believe in men like yourselves? So this is a point where a man cannot turn around. When he gives himself to arrogance, to pride, then his intelligence shuts off. He cannot reason any longer. And then he becomes obstinate and stubborn in the way that he has adopted for himself. Allah Ta'ala protect us all.